You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this blessed day, this glorious Friday. We are grateful to God for the opportunity to have fellowship in His presence, praying in faith. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 14. From which we have our monthly theme, O Lord, my strength. Today our prayer is themed, a minister who gives God the glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, 20. The glory of God is revealed in a minister or a servant who refuses to take credit for what God alone has done. A minister is a vessel, but God is the source. Therefore, every gift, testimony, service, and victory must return glory to God alone. As the minister continues to see the Lord as his or her strength and redeemer, humility is formed in us, which protects God's anointing upon us. As we make sure that we continue to see the Lord as our strength and redeemer. So as a servant of God, you must constantly keep in perspective that God is your strength and redeemer. You must think it, you must act it, behave it. It must be at the center of your heart. God is my strength and my redeemer. So whether the song went well, whatever happens, it is the Lord. Based on this, we have three action points or things we must do. Number one, before ministering, make sure to surrender your gift, your voice, your ability and assignment to God. It means that whenever you have the opportunity to sing, whether in church, our praise garden, on outreaches, wherever you have the opportunity to sing, even if it's a recording, before you start that recording, pray. You must surrender your gift, your voice, and your abilities. Whether it is the keyboard you can play, it is the drums you can play, you must surrender it all to the Lord in prayer. From Psalm 115, verse 1. He says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. So don't take anything for yourself. Don't go and braid and wear some rings because you want your fingers to be seen. You are now Mr. Keys and then Mr. Braids and Locks. When you were nobody, you didn't do those. Now, by God's grace, you can play a few. And so you now start putting yourself forward. You are now wearing chains, which being nobody, you would not wear. We ought to be careful and keep God at the front, at the center, and we ourselves in the background. You can put that on your status. Let God be at the front and center so that I can remain in the background. It is God who does it all. Second point, after ministering, the same way you started, give God thanks and refuse pride or self-promotion. Yes, we have marketing strategies, promotional strategies we use in business. Yes, when it comes to ministry, understand that inasmuch as you may see that the A&R will see the minister as the product to be known so that their ministry can be received, understand that we need to be very careful so that we don't make the minister the object and the center of attention, but God remains the supreme and ultimate attention, the one whom all glory must go to. So if the recording went well, if the outreach project went well, it is not because of the pastor for you to shower praises on Pastor Bernard. No, it is because God made it possible. Because at the end of the day, what we have, it is him we are preaching. It is him we are singing. So if any project or anything went well, it is unto the Lord we must give all the glory. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And the last point is, let your life point people to Jesus instead of drawing attention to yourself. In our day-to-day, we have a lot of talkers. My marriage is going well, so now I'm a marriage counselor. On my YouTube channel now, I counsel young people because of that, and not really because I have been assigned to that area and God has ordained me to function in that area. It has become more of blogging, self-blogging. We want people to see the car we have bought. We want people to see the good job we have had and not necessarily giving glory to God. Even now, when we testify showing ourselves and not God. We testify showing our pastor and not God. We testify showing the church or the fellowship we attend and not God. The Lord have mercy upon us. The Lord have mercy upon us. We are all members of one body, and that body is Jesus Christ's body. We are members of his body. He is the head, and every glory must go back to him, not to our church, not to the fellowship, not to GLOW, not to any denomination. It must go back to Christ Jesus, because if not for Jesus, you wouldn't even have found your place where you encountered that miracle. The glory must go all back to Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. John 3:30, as John the Baptist said, Christ must increase so that I decrease. Jesus must increase so that I decrease. Our first prayer today, Father in heaven, let everything I do publicly and privately be done for your glory in Jesus' name. We are praying this prayer from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, 31. Please, as you see the scriptures and the prayer on your screen, lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Rabba ba ya do 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 Father in heaven, let everything I do publicly and privately be done for your glory, 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 for you alone, your glory, in the name of Jesus. Let everything I do publicly, privately, let it be for your glory, let it be for your glory. Never of self, never for myself, but for your glory, O Lord. For your glory, O Lord. For your glory, O Lord. Rababaya kabadabaya dede ebedede amadabaya badadi abadadi abadadi adede abba. Rabaya dede amaya dede adede 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 abadi adede abadabaya dede abba. Rabaya rabaya darabaya riabadabaya dede adede adede. Rabada rabaya dede abakabaya dede abadadi adede abadadi. In the name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer. For him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans chapter 11 verse 36. We are praying, Father in heaven, remind me that everything comes from you, works through you, and belongs to you, in Jesus' name. Please, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, Spirit of the living God, remind me that everything comes from you, works through you, and belongs to you, in Jesus' name. Everything belongs to you, in Jesus' name. Everything comes from you, works through you, and belongs to you. I am yours, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. Everything in me, Lord, is yours. Lord, constantly remind me in the name of Jesus. Rababaya dede abaya dede abaya kabaya dede abba. Rababaya do 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 dede 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 abba abba. Rababaya dede dede abba dede abba. In the name of Jesus. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. We are praying, Father in heaven, keep me from taking the glory that belongs only to you, in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Keep me from taking the glory that belongs to you alone, you alone, you alone, you alone. Keep me, Lord, from taking that glory. To keep me, Lord, from taking the glory which belongeth to you. Mayan dede amaya sakabada baya do 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 yaba rababaya kaba shebede beya kabada baya dede yaba rakaya san dede dede yabe maya do 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 de yaba da maya dede dede yaba yaba da ba rababaya kabada baya maya dede dede rababaya baya dede yaba ya kaba ya do 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 bo. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I am inviting you to do so. You were born, or you were made in the image and likeness of God to live for his glory. To live for his glory. You were not born to live for yourself, but to live for the Lord. It starts with surrendering your life to Jesus, accepting him and receiving him as the only one who has the power to save you. Just say the short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me this day, this opportunity to be able to receive you. Today I open up my heart. I turn away from my wicked ways. I admit that I'm a sinner, unable to save myself. And Lord, I invite you into my heart. Please, be my Lord and be my Savior, be my King. I choose this day to serve you with my life forever and ever. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, O Lord, and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will and time. In Jesus' name. We want to lift up this song to him. My sorrow near, as I see, and for that I see, O deep conquering, I'm with you, my soul. Give the Lord thanks. Wave your hands to him. Wave your prayer topics to him. Now tell him thank you. 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 We praise you. We praise you because these requests are turning into testimonies. We praise you because you will give us cause to give you glory. We praise you because your Holy Spirit will always remind us to return the glory to you for everything you have done. We thank you that you taught us this so that we remember when you have done these that we've written, that to give the glory to you, we give you all the praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.